USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
The National Security Council's top Ukraine expert is currently behind closed doors, testifying in the House impeachment inquiry. In his opening remarks, Army Lieutenant Colonel Andrew Vidman says he didn't think it was appropriate to, quote, demand that a foreign government investigate a U.S. citizen, referring to the president pushing for an investigation of former VP Joe Biden and Biden's son Hunter during a phone call with the president of Ukraine. Two movie stars now donating to California firefighters who are battling hundreds of wildfires. One of them, WWE superstar John Cena.
This is the right thing to do, and I'm doing my part to help the cause.
Cena says he's donating $250,000 to the California Fire Foundation and the L.A. Fire Department Foundation. Actor Chris Pratt says he's also donating to those organizations. This is USA Radio News.
Do you have an idea for an invention or new product? Do you think companies would be interested in your idea? Do you want to try to get a patent? Then call InventHelp now. InventHelp keeps your idea confidential and explains every step of the invention process. We create professional materials representing your idea and submit it to companies who are looking for new ideas. We have more than 9,000 companies who have agreed to review ideas in confidence. If a company shows interest in manufacturing your invention, we can negotiate on your behalf. We have helped over 10,000 clients receive patents. We also offer services including 3D modeling and animation demonstrating your idea, prototyping services, and we use state-of-the-art technology to show InventHelp client ideas to additional companies. Join the thousands of people just like you who chose InventHelp to pursue their idea. We are experienced. We are working for you. We are InventHelp.
Call us for free information at 1-800-460-1663. That's 1-800-460-1663. Again, 1-800-460-1663.
California Governor Gavin Newsom says firefighters have responded to over 330 fires across California in just the past 24 hours. Strong winds are expected again later today. As for the big Kincaid fire in Northern California, the County Fire Department Assistant Chief Jonathan Cox says
the fire is now at 74,324 acres, 74324. We have increased and gained some containment. We're at 15% containment on those 74,000 plus acres.
The Federal Reserve's policymaking arm expected to cut interest rates again during a two-day meeting that starts today. It would be the third rate cut this year, all coming since July. Fed watchers expect the Open Market Committee to also provide some clues as to whether another rate cut will happen before the year is over. Game 6 of the World Series between the Nats and the Astros this evening in Houston. And this is USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290, 800-965-1290.
News now about the sixth Democratic presidential debate. Here's USA Radio's Chris Barnes.
It will be hosted by PBS and Politico in Los Angeles on December 19th, according to the Democratic National Committee. It will be held at the UCLA Luskin School of Public Affairs. Moderators and format still to be determined, but they do say it will air live on PBS and the PBS digital platforms, as well as on Politico's digital and social platforms. It'll be the first debate for PBS and Politico in this cycle. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
President Trump visiting Chicago, attending a police conference. USA Radio's Tim Berg with details.
During a conference of police chiefs in Chicago, President Trump calls himself the greatest and most loyal champion of law enforcement. The president also criticizes the murder rate of the Windy City and singles out Chicago for its sanctuary city policies.
Chicago is unfortunately the worst sanctuary city in America. Chicago protects criminals at a level few could even imagine.
The president also announces that he's signing an executive order that will establish a new commission on law enforcement and the administration of justice.
This commission will be tasked with providing concrete recommendations to address some of the systemic challenges that burden law enforcement, including homelessness and mental illness.
For USA Radio News, I'm Robin Walensky.